Hello, Lauren Jean here, PhD student of mind-body medicine, hypnotist and inner voice facilitator. This is my podcast. Let's get right into it. Hello, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I must say, since I have started bringing this podcast back more on a consistent basis, I have gotten such an incredible response. So I just want to say thank you so much. I really do appreciate you lending me your ears and listening to what I have to say. And I hope it's been helpful for you guys. So today, I want to share with you something that really hit me hard this morning as I was listening to another podcast, actually, and the quote came from Eckhart Tolle, and what he says was, "You can only love this world when you don't need it for your happiness." And that is something that I think we all need to hear because we so often want to be happy. But before I get into the episode today, I just want to share a little bit about what I've been up to really quick. I have been using the Veri continuous glucose monitor. Now, they are not a sponsor of the show. I just want to share that this continuous glucose monitor, I help myself in getting off of sugar. I used it last year in July to really kind of play around because I love to track and I love numbers. And this really helps me see my glucose and if I'm spiking at all in my diet during stressful times. And I do see a difference. However, my diet is pretty good to begin with, but I tend to go off when I'm feeling stressed or upset or my body's just hurting. My diet tends to go down with it, and so do my workouts. So I decided to get it again. And what it is, it's this little monitor that you kind of put on your skin. And I'll share a little bit more about this in another episode, but it's a continuous glucose monitor, and you can listen to other podcasts on what exactly this is. I'm not going to go into too much depth with it, but it helps you to really monitor your glucose. Now, these have been known to be used with diabetics or pre-diabetics. The one I have is for non-diabetics, just as a, you know, another tracking device that you can use, kind of like your Apple Watch or sleep devices or anything like that. It helps you to show the numbers so that you can stay on track with your health. I absolutely love it. I'm almost done with my 2 weeks and I really don't have any sugar anymore because once I start something, I have that personality. I'm either all in or I'm all out. And right now I'm all in. However, I can share that I have had the occasional sweetness in the proper order so that my glucose does not shoot through the roof. And really quick, a little nutrition tip that I have learned and I've read through the book, The Glucose Revolution, which is absolutely amazing. Proper ways to eat food. And I'm sure you've heard before that there are ways to do like food combining. This is kind of like that, but not really. It's a different way of it. So if you get your fiber in first, so that's like fruits, vegetables, anything like that that's got fiber, if you put that into your body first, so say you have some cucumbers or green beans or lettuce or salad before your meal, then you have your proteins, then you have your fats, then you have your carbohydrates, and then if you want to have any type of sugar, it's because these things that you have first, fiber and protein, they digest slower in your body. So they're kind of like a backup system and it doesn't allow the carbohydrates and the sugar to go so quickly and cause that sugar spike that might make you feel tired or sleepy or kind of cranky. So try it out. Fibers and proteins first, then your carbohydrates, and then if you want to have something sweet. But if you want to have something sweet, I recommend that you have it within an hour or so of that meal so that your body is still processing the meal and it doesn't allow your sugar to spike as high. This is a much better way of eating and actually monitoring your food intake. It's been really a life changer for me. So enough on that. Another thing is I'm starting classes again. If you don't know, I am going for my PhD. I'm starting with my master's program, and that starts on Monday, actually. And I've got my two classes that I'm starting. I am super psyched for. I'm taking Mind-Body-Spirit Integration Seminar, which is really cool. And this is a seminar class on just types of mind-body-spirit modalities. And the other class I'm taking is called Mind-Body Therapies and Practices. I'm not too sure what that one is all about. However, I've heard from a classmate that's a little bit ahead of me, and it's just all types of different types of practices and modalities similar to the other class, and I'm going to be able to like reflect on them and write about them. So I'm sure I'll be sharing with you on the podcast different types of modalities that you guys can look into, some that I've never heard of before. I have heard of a lot, so I'm looking forward to exploring some newer ones and really trying them on myself, because I love to use myself as a guinea pig in a way. So that is that. I think that's all I have to share with you guys right now. Since I've been doing this podcast so often, I will share with you more as they come up. But for today, what I want to go over is happiness. And guys, we are not on this planet to be happy. I'll say that again. We're not on this planet to be happy. We are here to grow and to be conscious, to grow and to be conscious. So often we hear from other people, are you happy? Are you happy? But are you happy? You're doing this, but are you actually happy? Now, think about if you are happy all of the time, then what is there to look forward to? Now, this is just my train of thought. I want you to place yourself in the situation. If you were happy all of the time, how would that feel? I actually don't agree with it, actually, since, I don't know, it's been a couple years, but when Eckhart said it, it hit me in a different way. Sometimes you need to hear something that you've heard of before from someone else, from someone you look up to, or maybe from someone you don't know, like wherever it comes from. But if we were happy all the time, what would you have to look forward to? I don't know. It doesn't jive with me. Not being happy all the time is okay. Being content is something that I really work for, right? So being content to me is different than happiness. Being content is being like, okay, I'm good. I'm okay. But being human is about forever changing. It's in me, and I've always known it's in me. And I have put myself at fault sometimes in the past, not anymore, in the past with trying to understand why I felt so different and why I felt like I needed to be changing and growing all of the time. I mean, I change my bedroom around probably once a month. I just did it yesterday. I change all of the time. And to me, that is part of the human experience, to be forever changing. That's the only thing that's constant in our lives, is forever changing, even though humans tend to resist change, right? In major areas of our lives. Have you noticed that maybe a new job is a resistance, or getting out of a relationship, or even starting a relationship? It's a resistance. Trying something new, maybe a new food, that can be resistance too. All of these things. And yet we still do it. We still do it because we are meant to be changing all of the time, not necessarily to be happy. We have five senses. We have more than five senses, but we have these five major senses that make us human. They make us who we are. We were given these as a gift. Think about if you were born and you were immediately happy and nothing happened in your life to change your belief system or to create your belief system. Let me change that. To create your belief system. And if everything was perfect all the time. There were no problems, nothing to look forward to because everything was blissful all of the time. That might sound good right now if you're going through something tough, but I can tell you that I actually felt this, and I think I shared this on another episode a while back, that I took off some time from my job 2 years ago, and I was sitting in my bedroom on the bed, and I was actually bored because I was overly content. There were no problems in my life, nothing going on. I was just sitting, and I was creating this anxiety inside of me because I was just good. And it was different. I wasn't happy, but I wasn't bad. I was content. I was too content that I was feeling anxious. I didn't know what to do with myself. And you know why? It's because our human brain likes a good problem to solve. It likes to create things that make problems so that we can work towards happiness. And when you get to that, you adjust, and then you realize that I'm not happy anymore. Why doesn't this happiness last? Because you adjust to it and it becomes your new normal. I know I've spoken about this, but this is something I feel like needs to be repeated many times so that you realize that that's normal. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with you for not being happy all of the time, or maybe never. We can have moments of happiness, moments of excitement, moments of joy. But otherwise, you're a human. Humans create problems, and that's not a bad thing. We create problems so that we can solve them, so that we can feel a certain way. Accomplishments are great. You want to feel accomplished. You want to feel, again, I'll use this word, content. Because feeling content is just, I'm good. Everything's okay. I'm alive. I'm thriving. I'm learning. I'm growing. And that's really why I got this tattoo on my arm. People ask me all of the time, what does it mean? And I tell them growth, constant thriving for more. I'm always thirsty for more information, and not because I don't feel good enough. I feel way past good enough. I feel like I am worth everything that I want to do. I feel like I'm worth everything that I have done. I don't question myself. Now, every once in a while, I get that critical voice come in, but it doesn't last because I've worked with myself to get to a certain point. Yes, the tattoo on my arm represents growth in my life, and I look at it every single day, and I know that I am content with growing. I do get moments of happiness, like this podcast makes me happy, but it's not something that lasts forever and ever and ever, because I'll publish an episode, and I'll see how many people are downloading it and listening to it, and I get this excitement, and it makes me want to do more. It keeps me reaching for more, learning more, sharing more, offering more of myself to whoever's listening to the show. And it makes me feel content. I just love sharing with you everything that's going on inside of my head, everything that I'm learning. So yeah, I don't look to be happy. I look to be content. Now, that word might be something different for you. And I do challenge you, maybe find a different word. However, you can steal mine, that's fine. But the world is not here. You are not here on this world, in this world, excuse me, to be happy. You're here to grow your consciousness, to grow yourself as a human, to thrive in this world, to teach yourself new things, to learn things from other people, to help one another. To be there, to be a human being. We are human beings, and I'm sure you've heard this, we're not human doings. That doesn't mean that you have to do something all of the time. You can just be content doing nothing. That's okay. Sometimes that's hard, but it's okay. And if you're reaching out to try to be happy all the time, you're going to be exhausted. You're going to get let down. I'm telling you, I've been there. I've done that. I've tried it. It doesn't work. You get to this point where it feels like it's this, again, this term, toxic positivity. Someone who's happy and excited all the time. In my head, I feel like something's not right. They're trying too hard. When that trying too hard just makes you so exhausted. You're like, what the fuck am I doing? Why? A lot of the times when I was like that, because I definitely was that, I had that toxic positivity back when I started my self-development journey. And then after a while, I was like, there are too many things that I'm burying, too many things that I haven't yet even uncovered. Too many things. So I'm done with that. I'm not looking for perfect. I am not looking for happiness all of the time. I'm looking for moments of happiness, moments of joy. They're here and then they're gone. And I appreciate them so much more now when they come and go. It fluctuates. It fluctuates just like anything else. It fluctuates like money coming in and out of your account. Because yes, happiness is also a form of energy. It's here and then it's there. It's here and then it's gone, I should say. Happiness is here and then gone. And if you try not to hold on to it too tightly, more often than not, it's going to come right back towards you because you're going to be feeling accomplished when you feel that happiness. Having that happy emotion all the time, in my opinion, is something that's not necessarily real. It's created. It's fake. It's not always going to be there, and that's okay. And I love the way Eckhart explains it. It is absolutely wonderful. I love Eckhart Tolle. I'll read it again, what he says. You can only love this world when you don't need it for your happiness. So think about everything that's going on in the world right now. If you're blaming certain things on the world, on politics, on religion, on, I don't know, you insert any topic that gets to you. If you're blaming that on why you're not happy, then it's never going to work out in your favor. It's never going to work out in your favor. You need to be conscious. You need to be aware of what's going on inside of you as worldly events are happening, because it's always going to happen. Things are always going to happen. There are always going to be shitty things out in the world. There are always going to be shitty people in the world. But that's not your problem. If you can get past that and see that the world is hurting, if you can see that those people are hurting, and that does not mean that you have to take that in as yours. You can have compassion for people. You can have understanding. You can have empathy. You can have all of that stuff for the world and for people. And you can do your best and you can help and you can give and you can teach whatever your power is. Then that's you creating happiness inside of you and then allowing others to feel that as well. Just be who you are. Just share who you are. Create the happiness inside of you. And then share it. Share the F out of it. Because people need it these days. Everyone needs it. Even a little. Compliment someone. That's one of my favorite things to do, is give someone a compliment every single day. Give yourself compliments. I love to share my thoughts with other people. Especially when it affects them. Help someone else. Help someone else because it does help you. I want to thank you guys again for being here. Thank you for listening to the show. I really appreciate it. I'm having so much fun. I would love for you guys to follow me on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. And if you can give it a review and a rating so that others can hear about the show, it just gives the show more publicity. And even share it with one other person. That's how you can help me out. I would absolutely love that. You can find me on Instagram, The Girl with the Vine Tattoo. You can find me there. I'm on TikTok as well. The Lauren Jean Show podcast there. And you can also email me at laurenjeanwellandhip@gmail.com. Thank you, guys. Thank you. I will talk to you really, really soon.